All right, we're going to talk some football here with the Big Boy Sports Recap brought to you by
Big Boy.
But I really think we should start with this.
Yes, this is the song I just wrote. It's called I Hate You Guys. I hate you guys. You guys are especially
Steve.
I hate him the most.
You got so lucky, it's ridiculous. I cannot believe that. The Saints dominated that game last night. You admit it right now.
They dominated the game except in the turnover battle.
All right, I have to admit
that. That's one of the things that makes you win in football.
Yeah, that and a place kicker who can hit a 43-yard field goal after he hits a 54-yarder.
Well, you know, he's always been kind of not very consistent.
Not a fan.
Usually, like, jumps up and down and gets hurt,
yeah.
Doesn't he?
Oh, I kicked a field goal. Oh, my leg. I done hurt my leg. They're both soccer players, the Grammaticas.
Yeah, and Adrian Peterson looked terrible.
I didn't think he looked very good either, but
21 rushes for 32 yards.
Two things that really stood out in this game. Number one.
Don't kick to Reggie Bush.
Oh, was he amazing.
Wow.
Two punt returns for touchdowns.
Only happened 12 times in the history of the NFL.
The second thing is, Winfield had a monster game.
Yes,
and how often have you ever seen... I mean, was that not preordained? The ball was blocked on a field goal attempt.
And it went right in his arms in full stride, and he was gone. There's no way anyone could have caught him.
Not only that, Winfield had a monster game
on
top of that.
Great.
He had huge, huge plays throughout that entire game. He was from another planet last
mm-hmm.
night. So, I lose, you win. I only go up one game on you this week, get one back.
Yep.
Still down two for the
mm-hmm.
season. Oh, I was so upset last night. I go, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me when Grammatica missed that field goal?
Did you watch the whole game?
Yeah, I did.
It was great.
Well,
you know what, though?
I can't say I watched the whole game. There was parts that I had to miss, but I watched the whole second half.
Okay, you're saying that, you know, the Saints should have won. They fumbled the ball five times. They're lucky they only lost it twice. I mean, they were just giving up the ball. Drew Brees threw two interceptions, you know, and Gus Frat played pretty good.
Boy, when he went down, when he got hurt, remember that?
Oh, did he take a shot?
That was unbelievable. And, you know, I thought this is it. And he got up and pulled a Brett Favre.
Brett Favre. Why is everyone comparing everyone to Brett Favre now?
He pulled a Brett Favre.
Jesus. Good thing he just didn't go run and smash his head against the wall again.
Oh. And you know what? I have to admit something last night. As annoying as I find Tony Kornheiser, he made one statement last night. I'm trying to remember what it was.
One that was good?
Yeah, he actually made some sense.
He
drives me crazy, too.
I can't listen to him.
I like Jaws a lot more. I think it's because I can't stand him so much it makes Jaws sound good. Tirico's good, though. You have to admit.
Yeah, I like Tirico. They got to get rid of Kornheiser. I can't. He's
so annoying.
He's very annoying. He's like Dennis Miller. Dennis Miller is not.
Dennis Miller was way less annoying than Kornheiser.
Yeah, I guess.
That's just my opinion. Some people probably feel different. Kornheiser is just like that annoying guy that you just want to shove in a locker.
Mm.
Oi! Anyway.
Oh, but it was a good game. The Vikings had to win. They're 2-3. You might as well just make them 3-3 because they're at home with the Lions next week. So, all these sports writers are saying, let's have Marinelli. He's got to quit. They want him to quit.
Yeah, he was really upset about that. Really upset about that. By the way, power rankings are out today.
And the Lions have to be last. They have to be.
They aren't. The Rams are last.
Well, only because the Rams didn't play.
Here's what it says on ESPN.com. 31st, the Detroit Lions, 0-4. Sorry, this is one of the worst teams we've seen. 32nd, St. Louis Rams. Jim Haslett's first game as Rams head coach takes him to Washington. Not a good place to start.
No, he's going to be in trouble.
You know who the 30th worst team is? Who's ranked
30th?
They
got to be the Bungles. Well, they haven't won. I mean, those are the only three teams that haven't won.
Yeah, you're right.
I mean,
No, that's not true. The Texans haven't won either, and they're ranked 28th above the Chiefs, who've won a game.
Really?
They're ranked below the Raiders. The Raiders are ranked, and the Seahawks are ranked higher.
Well, they won a game.
Well, the Packers are now down to 21.
That's because they're not very good right now.
Their defense is just
They're not very good, and it's going to be a nagging injury for Aaron Rodgers, and they're going to not win the division, and it's the Vikings and the Bears battling it out for that division.
Well, we'll get right back in just a second and talk a little bit of baseball.
I predicted Red Sox Dodgers. It still could happen.
It could, although Tampa Bay is just looking really tough.
So the Red Sox.
Yeah, but the Tampa Bay has owned the Red Sox this year.
We'll see.
Yeah, you have to. You see, this is radio. You have to actually talk into the microphone for people to hear you. We'll be right back after a short break with the Big Boy Sports Recap. All right, here you go. Your remainder of the Big Boy Sports Recap. Notice I changed the music. Okay, see, Adam, you have to turn his mic on.
Yeah, thank you.
Well, I figured you weren't going to talk into it anyway. So let's talk baseball here real quick.
Red Sox, bottom of the ninth, game-winning hit by...
Who was it? I didn't get to see it. I was watching football.
Jed Lowry. Never even heard of him. I mean, I'm a big baseball fan, but I'm not real big on, like, the seventh batter for the Red Sox, you know?
Well, it's kind of like the special teams players in football.
Exactly.
How many of those do you really know?
But they won, and I'm telling you, Red Sox, Dodgers, and I think the Dodgers are going to win it all.
Do you really?
With Joe Torre.
Boy, that would be a great...
With Manny Ramirez on the Dodgers.
As much as I really kind of feel for... I'm not a Boston fan. I'm not a Red Sox fan. But I can't stand the Yankees. And pretty much anything that kind of goes in the face of Steinbrenner, I love the idea of. So I love the story of the Tampa Bay Rays, but I'm going to pull for the Dodgers.
I'm pulling for the Dodgers because I think any manager that does great with the New York Yankees and gets fired because Steinbrenner should just move to L.A. and hang out with
Steinbrenner either. It's not just Steinbrenner. It's the Yankee fans. They were calling for his head, and they're idiots.
Exactly. One of the best managers ever.
You know, and this is the thing. I'm a diehard Tiger fan. I love the Tigers. Okay?
Sorry.
Whatever. But I think Jim Leland is one of the greatest managers in the game. They had a horrible year this year. Last place in their division. Hello. And I don't want Leland to go away.
I think he was a good manager. I think he's getting past his time.
I don't. I think they had
some young blood.
They made some
there.
Bad decisions on, you know, some of their personnel.
You know, maybe they should hire Matt Millen as their manager.
Look, Renteria's gone. They got to get rid of Sheffield. And they got to get rid of Rodgers, unfortunately, as much as I like the gambler. And then they need some more help, obviously, in the bullpen. They need a mid-closer and a closer. They need a setup guy.
So they need a lot of guys?
They need a lot of pitching.
Yeah.
They really do. And what I heard is they're going to move Guillen when he comes back. He's hurt. He's been hurt for a long time. They're going to move him to the outfield, make Thames the DH, and put Inge on third. The problem with Inge is he can't hit. He's as good as anybody in the field. He's a good fielder, but he just doesn't have the bat. And you know what? Another prediction I'm going to make? We might get Pudge back.
You think so?
It's very possible, actually.
I'm still hoping for CC Sabathia. He's going to sign with the Brewers.
With the what Tigers?
About, what? What about, hey, that's a possibility.
I know. So A-Rod, too, the Angels closer. We might go after him, too.
How about the possibility that last night when Ken Griffey the last out of the game, do you think that's his last at-bat? You think he's done?
Bottom of the ninth.
I think one of the best players in Major League Baseball history.
Sweetest swing I've ever seen.
If he was healthy, would have broke a lot of records.
Yeah, he struggled with his health, that's for sure.
Recently, like the last 4 years, but man.
You know, I can't stand the White Sox. I'm not a White Sox fan.
Me either.
But it was kind of a poignant moment I felt for the guy. Basically because he was a Cincinnati Red for so many years, you know.
Yeah. But I'm not a Chicago any sport fan. Not one team from Chicago do I like. Not one.
I understand.
I used to like watching the Bulls because I thought Michael Jordan is the best player to ever play until Kobe eclipses that. But
oh God, don't even start.
Michael Jordan. Actually, I'm not even going to say that. Magic Johnson was probably just as good as
save
Jordan
this
in
for,
his own way.
Look, all right, save this conversation for the
right
middle
season.
Of the winter when we got nothing else to talk about, all right? There's so much going on right now. Run down the games real quick.
Okay, Tampa Bay beat the White Sox 6-2.
And
the Red Sox won. Against the Angels.
Best color man in baseball for
3-2
folks.
In the bottom of the ninth. So now we got Dodgers Phillies.
When?
Thursday night.
And?
And
Red Sox Tampa Bay.
Tampa Bay Friday night. And I haven't
Those
looked
be good.
At the schedule really close, but I think it's every day.
All right. Are we done with baseball? Because I want to make an announcement.
Okay, sure. You're still down by two games?
Yeah, we already know that. Hello. 2 days, 3 hours, 20 minutes, and approximately 40 seconds until opening day of the Red Wings season against the Toronto Maple Leafs. That's what I have to say.
Okay. Are they going to repeat? Because everyone said the Tigers, oh, my God, they're going to make the World Series. Now, every single expert that I've seen, Red Wings win back-to-back Stanley Cups.
I think it's very possible.
Well, of course it's very possible, but is it going to happen?
If you're going to make me bet?
Yeah.
If you said you had to bet?
Yeah.
I mean, it's very possible, but the thing is it is, I still contend this to this day, it is the hardest championship to win. It's the oldest team sport, first of all. It's probably, in a slightly different way than football, it's a more brutal game to play.
I think they will. Close, but you know what? I think this baseball thing is getting kind of hard, too, because look, we talked about last week. You got to have a couple days off between the postseason and the regular season, so the best pitcher plays against the best pitcher. The Brewers would have had a chance if
CC
Sabathia would have been rested.
Yeah, but look how fast the baseball playoffs happen.
I know they're done right away.
I mean, hockey playoffs,
4 months.
It's like a meat grinder, man. It is a meat grinder.
And it takes a little bit too long.
I have to tell you, I don't think the playoffs take too long. I do think, just like baseball, the regular season in hockey is too long. As much as I cannot wait for opening day of NHL to watch the Red Wings, I have to agree. It would be better to start it probably in late November.
I'll agree with that.
I mean, they're competing with football. If I'm going to have my choice right now watching a really good football game and the Red Wings, it's going to be a tough call, but I'm probably going to take a good matchup in football right now over the Red Wings. Because I know the best hockey isn't until after New Year's anyway.
Exactly. Oh, my God. Hands down, I'll watch football.
Well, I can't say hands down.
Well, I mean, if it was like the Bengals versus the Lions, I'd probably watch.
If the Lions are losing in the second quarter to the Bengals by 20 points, guess what I'm watching? The Red Wings. Hello. At least they make me feel good.
At least you know what? The Lions don't have that choice, though, because they're not going to play the Bengals. They're not going to win another game.
Okay, Houston, how about that?
They might win one.
I don't even want to talk about the Lions.
They might win one.
Why do you got to bring me down?
That's bringing you up, because that's better than winning zero.
They're probably not going to win any, Steve.
But guess what? First draft pick.
I don't care. The old man needs to give the damn team to his son and let him run it and let him put a winning team on the field and not worry
about it. Sell the team to Mark Cuban.
That would be interesting. I've never heard that. You kind of smacked me upside the head with that one. I'm just thinking Ilitch. I'd love Ilitch still in the Lions. All right, so there's your big boy sports recap. By the way, this might be the best strawberry milkshake I've ever tasted in my life.
That's good. You got to come over now. We have pumpkin pancakes.
What?
Pumpkin pancakes. They're really good. And we have pumpkin pie.
Well, your pie is always good.
Yeah, but pumpkin pie is seasonal. We just got it.
I'm in.
Pumpkin pancakes. You got to try them.
I'm in.
Really good. All right.
All right. Steve-O, the Big Boy Sports Recap, brought to you by
Big Boy.
I'll talk to you on Friday with our picks, where I go up.
Where I'm two ahead. Pick the Lions. I dare you.
We'll be back in just a moment.